Hey there, stress warriors. It's your girl, Laura Bennett, back with another super quick dose of calm in this crazy world. Today we're tackling something super important. Creating a safe and supportive home environment. You know that feeling when you walk through the door after a long day and it just feels heavy? Like the stress just clings to you. Well, guess what? That doesn't have to be your reality. Our homes should be our sanctuaries, right? Places where we recharge, connect, and feel truly ourselves. But sometimes, those walls can start feeling a little like pressure cookers instead of cozy havens. So how do we turn things around? How do we create a space that actually supports our well-being, both mentally and emotionally? Buckle up, because I've got 5 golden nuggets for you to make your home your happy place. Number 1. Ditch the chaos. Ever walked into a room cluttered with stuff and felt instantly overwhelmed? Yeah, me too. Clutter can seriously mess with our minds. It makes it harder to relax, focus, and even sleep well. So, my advice? Do a little decluttering session. You don't have to go full Marie Kondo on everything at once. Just start small, tackle one drawer or shelf, and feel that sense of lightness as the clutter goes away. Remember, less is more, especially when it comes to creating a calming space. Number 2. Let there be light. Natural light is like sunshine for our souls, literally. It boosts our mood, helps us sleep better, and even increases productivity. So open those curtains and blinds, let the sunshine in, and watch your stress levels melt away. Can't get enough natural light? Try adding some strategically placed lamps to create a warm and inviting glow in the evenings. Remember, good lighting can make all the difference in creating a space that feels comforting and relaxed. Number 3. Sensory overload? Not here. Think about what truly soothes you: soft textures, calming scents, gentle sounds. This is your chance to personalize your space. Bring in cozy blankets, fluffy pillows, maybe even a small fountain or diffuser with relaxing essential oils like lavender or chamomile. And hey, if you're a music lover, create a playlist of your favorite chill tunes to set the mood. Surround yourself with things that make you feel good. It's all about creating those sensory experiences that transport you to a place of peace. Number 4. Communication is key. This might seem obvious, but sometimes we forget how important it is to communicate openly and honestly within our homes. Make time for real conversations, listen actively to each other's needs, and create a space where everyone feels safe expressing their thoughts and feelings without judgment. Remember, healthy communication builds strong bonds and creates a foundation of trust and support. Number 5. Set boundaries. It's okay to say no. Protecting your personal time and space is essential for maintaining your well-being. It's not selfish, it's self-care. Set clear boundaries with family members, roommates, or even just your phone. Designate certain times or spaces as me time where you can recharge and focus on yourself without distractions. You know that feeling when you walk into a friend's house and just instantly feel calm? Like, you could literally just melt into their couch and stay there for hours. That's the magic of a truly supportive home environment. Now imagine having that feeling in your own space. It's totally achievable, just remember those 5 takeaways. Let me tell you a quick story. I was working on this podcast episode last night, right? And my little niece came bursting into my office, full of energy and excitement about her new toy. At first, I felt that familiar pang of ugh, gotta focus. But then, I stopped and remembered what we're talking about today. So I put down my headphones, knelt down to her level, and asked her all about it, her bright eyes, her infectious laughter. It was a total shift. Not only did I get this adorable energy boost, but I also reminded myself that sometimes the best way to create a safe and supportive space is simply to be present with the people we love. So remember, your home is your haven. Make it a place where you can truly relax, recharge, and connect. Create those sensory delights, set clear boundaries, communicate openly, and don't forget to declutter those spaces that are weighing you down. And hey, share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder about the power of creating a happy home. You got this, stress warriors. Tune in tomorrow for another quick burst of calm. I'll see you then.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.